Chapter 9, A Walk on the Moon. Once Apollo 11 was up in space, the astronauts had to steer it to the moon. There were 3 astronauts on Apollo 11. You can see them in the image on the next page. Each had a job to do. One of them was in charge of flying the spaceship, called Columbia. The other two had to get into a landing craft called the Eagle. Then, they had to steer it down and land it on the moon. The astronaut who had to steer the Eagle was named Neil Armstrong. He had to find a good, flat spot to land. He also had to set the Eagle down gently. Lots of people tuned in to watch Armstrong and the Eagle on live TV. At first, Armstrong had a hard time getting the Eagle to go where he wanted it to go. But in the end, he landed it just fine. Armstrong sent a message back by radio, "The Eagle has landed." The crowds watching it on TV went wild. They danced and sang. They shouted and waved the United States flag. For the first time ever, humans had landed on the moon. What happened next was even more amazing. The astronauts went for a walk on the moon. There is no air for breathing on the moon. It is also very cold. So the astronauts could not just walk out in shorts and a t-shirt. They had to put on spacesuits, like the one in the image on the next page. They had to wear masks. They had to carry tanks full of air for breathing. Armstrong went out first. He went down the steps of the Eagle until he was on the last one. Then he made a little hop. He landed on the moon and kicked up a little moon dust. Then he said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Another astronaut joined Armstrong on the moon. His name was Buzz Aldrin. Once again, people watching it on TV cheered. They were proud that the United States had put a man on the moon. While Armstrong and Aldrin were on the moon, pilot Michael Collins stayed on a part of the spaceship that was still orbiting the moon. Armstrong and Aldrin spent more than 21 hours on the moon. They found that it was easy to move about on the moon, which has less gravity than Earth. They could jump up high and seemed to float down slowly. They used different tools to explore the moon. They knew the scientists back on Earth were hoping to learn new information about the moon. They dug up samples of moon rocks to take back to Earth. After exploring the moon, Aldrin and Armstrong got back in the Eagle. They lifted off. They met up with Michael Collins on board the other part of the spaceship. Then, all 3 of them flew back to Earth. The spaceship came speeding back from space and splashed down into the sea. A Navy ship came to pick up the astronauts and take them back to NASA.